Chairman. I'm very pleased to be here at this feast to see all of you and to meet all of you and to learn more of God's Word. So I am the title, Who is the Most Significant Person in the History of the World? And I know Christ would be, but I'm talking about someone who's not divine, a human being. I'm proposing the answer is Abraham. And here are my reasons for saying this. God really gave his plan a significant boost with Abraham. He was the first person to receive major significant promises from God. He chose to work not just through Abraham, but through his descendants, his children. Abraham was promised the land of Palestine forever. As well, Abraham's seed, his future children, would be as numerous as the dust of the earth. We read that in Genesis 13, verse 14 to 16. And the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, after Lot had separated you from, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. That's a lot of people. Abraham was the first person, as far as we know, to pay tithes to God. That's found in Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God the Most High, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered his enemies into your hands. And Abraham paid tithes. God promised that Abraham would be the father of many nations. The promises to Abraham, actually, if you study them, are progressive. They expand as time goes on, as Abraham continues to serve and obey God. And Genesis 17, verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be father of many nations. God instituted a covenant with Abraham, confirming it with circumcision. Abraham was circumcised at age 99. Now, I was circumcised by a medical doctor at age 8, and I know what it feels like. Believe me. We now have spiritual circumcision, demonstrated by repentance and baptism, and explained in Romans 2, verse 29. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. God promised that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through Abraham. You read this in Genesis 18, verse 17 to 19. Genesis 18, 17 to 19. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. Because Abraham had such a close relationship with God, later in that chapter, he was able to argue, enter into negotiation with God about the sparing the righteous in the city of Sodom. He had a friendship of God with God, and he was called by God his friend. You read this in Isaiah 41, verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. after Abraham was willing to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, the covenant blessing was expanded to include the gates of his enemies. These gates are strategic entrance points geographically, like Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. In verse 15 we read, "Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven, and said, 'By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants, as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you obeyed my voice.'" In the time of Jacob, just as Jacob was about to die, Jacob, God gave a blessing to all the children of Israel, and this is where the physical and the spiritual blessings were split. You'll find this in Genesis 49. The spiritual blessing went to Judah, we read in verse 10, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from beneath his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall be the obedience of the people." And the physical promises were given to Joseph. I won't read the verses, but it's verses 22 to 26. Even Ishmael, who was the not the one who received who the blessing was going to flow through, but even Ishmael received a blessing from God. You read that in Genesis 21, verse 30. "Yet I will also make the nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed." Ishmael received a blessing because he was the son of Abraham. Ishmael is the father of the Arabs. They had an empire from the 7th century AD to 1516, and they still have a great oil wealth. I believe Turkey to be the Esau, the brother of Jacob. Turkey had an empire from 1516 to 1918. They still control the major sea gate, the Dardanelles. Holland, I believe to be Zebulun, had a sea-going empire in the 17th century, right up to the 20th century. France, which I believe to be Reuben, had an empire in the 18th century, right up to the 20th century. And Britain, which is Ephraim, had an empire in the 19th and early 20th century, controlling many sea gates. The USA, Manasseh, was the greatest nation in the 20th century and controlled many gates. This is the physical side of the blessings from God's covenant with Abraham. It's evident that these nations have had a profound effect on world events. The blessings were because of the promises given to Abraham. It was not anything that the nations did. I'd like to read you a verse in Deuteronomy 9, verse 4 to 6. Deuteronomy 9, verse 4 to 6. And this is at the point of time when Moses is about to die. And they're on the east side of Jordan, about to go into the promised land. And he says to them, "Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, 'Because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me to possession, to possess this land.' But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or of the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, because of the wickedness of these nations. The Lord your God drives them out from before you, that he may fulfill the word which the Lord spoke to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness. There's a sting in the tail. He says, "For you are a stiff-necked people." So So that's very important to remember. We are blessed with this land, not because of our righteousness or because of anything we did, but because of the promise given to Abraham. So what is the place of Abraham for Christian related to the spiritual blessings? Firstly, Christ was a distant descendant of Abraham through the line of Judah, legally, that is, through Joseph. They were family. This is set out in detail in Matthew 1, verses 1 to 17, if you want to check that out. The Jews of Christ's day thought of Abraham as their father. They didn't think of Moses as their father. They thought of Abraham as their father. In John 8, verse 39, they answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." After all, the first detailed knowledge that we have of God's law is with Abraham, not with Moses. In Genesis 26, verse 5 says, "Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Sounds like a whole system of laws, not just the Ten Commandments. Moses coming out of Egypt only reminded Israel of the law, which he codified under God's instruction and prepared it for the nation of Israel with the Ten Commandments on the tablets of stone. Secondly, Abraham is important to us if we have faith. Christians are children of Abraham, and they are therefore inheritors of the promise through faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians 3, verse 7 to 9. "Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, 'In you all the nations shall be blessed.' So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. He is the father of the faithful." Paul's argument for this is found in detail in Romans 4. Abraham also had the privilege of being the type of the forerunner of the sacrifice of Christ through his willingness to sacrifice Isaac. A very familiar account found in Genesis 22. And it's interesting, Genesis 22, verse 4. "Then on the third day Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, 'Stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.'" Paul picks up on this in Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verse 18 to 19. "Of whom it was said in Isaac, 'Your seed shall be called,' concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense." Abraham had the privilege of playing the part of God the Father, because as all parents know, that if anything happens to their children, their emotions, the whole being is very tied up. And Abraham went through what God the Father would probably go through with the sacrifice of Christ. He experienced the emotion that God the Father would experience on the death of Christ. Abraham set the precedent for so many important things. God started a major phase of his work to Abraham. But how is this relevant to the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, there's something else that Abraham did. And you remember in Leviticus 23, verses 42 to 43, You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. God instituted the Israelites to live in temporary dwellings, pointing back to their wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Abraham set the precedent for this back in Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, for a land I will show you. Abraham left at age 75. He died at age 175. He wandered for 100 years. He had no permanent home. And Paul in Hebrews shows the spiritual significance of this in the context of faith. Hebrews 11, starting in verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place where he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Down in verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they call to mind that country from which they come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better and a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to call their God. He has prepared a city for them. They were looking towards the kingdom of God. The message here is that like the Israelites, we are in temporary dwellings at this feast. And this reminds us that life is only temporary. Everything we see around us is temporary. It's going to go away one day. Everything we wear, the houses we live in, the cars we drive, everything is temporary. And in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Even this body is only temporary. Abraham set the example in this, as in so many other matters. He wandered the desert, recognizing that the physical life is only temporary, looking forward to the spiritual life. He is the father of the faithful, and he set us the example for us. He set the example for us to follow.